From the GPB newsroom, good Wednesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia will be under a shelter-in-place order starting Friday. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says more details will come out tomorrow, but the latest information from the CDC and other health experts show the virus's spread will not peak until late April.
New models show that Georgia will need more time to prepare for hospital surge capacity, and while we are making excellent progress with our team, we have got to be more aggressive.
The shelter-in-place order will run through April 13th. K through 12 public school classes will also be online only through the rest of the school year, per the governor. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has responded to the growing push from legislators to delay the state's May 19th primary election. Georgia's two U.S. senators and their nine fellow Republican U.S. House members wrote yesterday to Raffensperger, urging him to put off the elections. He had argued he doesn't have legal authority to further delay the primary and other elections he originally moved from March 24th. In a statement released today, Raffensperger says he will support whatever the General Assembly and the governor want to do, saying, quote, "I execute elections, I don't create them." And the state could release some inmates to stop COVID-19 from spreading among prison populations. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles is reviewing inmates currently serving nonviolent offenses. They are within 180 days of completing their prison sentences. Those individuals would be released to community supervision. For more of today's news, go to gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.